Hi, I'm Ben McCormack, editor of squaremeal.co.uk, and this is Tio Pepe Tasters. Today I'm chatting with Lucia Montanelli from the Dorchester about Tio Pepe, the iconic Spanish fino.
I first discovered Tio Pepe in Italy, of course. I was started being a bartender when I was 15 years old. At that time, I didn't know that Tio Pepe was so good for making cocktail. By the time I changed job place and then I moved to a bigger city like Florence, in there was my first real experience with Tio Pepe in making cocktail, in mixologist. I didn't know that Tio Pepe is so versatile. It's really easy to use in every single cocktail. Most of the cocktail that I make are classic cocktail, but I think you can be more creative and also crazy. You can do crazy stuff with Tio Pepe too, but I think with classic cocktail is perfect.
Which classic cocktails do you think Tio Pepe is a particularly good ingredient for?
I think Manhattan is the best. Manhattan is my favorite cocktail, but I think Manhattan, Martinez, also Cobbler, Collins, classic Collins too. Negroni, why not? Make a nice twist with Negroni. Yesterday I was trying something with peach, because I think Tio Pepe is very fresh and crisp and almondy taste. So I was trying some twist of a classic Bellini. Of course, I'm Italian, so I take every example from Italian culture, Italian mixologist history. So great, Manhattan is definitely my favorite one.
Why does the Tio Pepe work well in the Manhattan?
Tio Pepe is very similar to Evermouth. We can compare easily to Evermouth. Of course, Tio Pepe is a sherry. Miss the spice element, but you can easily add it, the spice element. But I think the body and the taste and the freshness of the Tio Pepe, really you can really compare with the vermouth rye. That's why if you put rye whiskey with the old bourbon whiskey, up to you, with the Tio Pepe, the substitute the vermouth and a dash of Angostura, orange bitter, any other bitter, even Peychaud if you want, It turns in a classic cocktail, classic Manhattan.
So whiskey, American whiskey is a good match for Tio Pepe, you
would
say?
Yeah, it is a good match. My favorite is rye, personally. At the Dorchester, we keep making Manhattan with rye whiskey. But of course, if people want something more rounded, the most caramel taste, the woody taste, we use the bourbon whiskey.
What qualities do you think Tio Pepe has that make it such a good cocktail ingredient?
The consistency. They've been in the market for so many years. I mean, the quality of this sherry is unbelievable, because, I mean, since I was young, the taste is still the same, the consistency, and the people, everybody knows the Tio Pepe. I mean, my grandmother knows the Tio Pepe, the young generation knows the Tio Pepe. I think it went through whole generation. Quite straightforward, you know. You say sherry and you say Tio Pepe. You say fino, you don't say fino, you don't say dry sherry, you say Tio Pepe.
Is it difficult or easy to persuade your customers to drink cocktails with Tio Pepe in them?
It is easy. I think this is due also to the ability of the bartender. Of course, you need to explain why you put a sherry instead of a vermouth. You know, you need to be quite good in your job. Otherwise, people say, I'm asking for a Manhattan, why you put Tio Pepe instead of a vermouth? I want a Manhattan. But I mean, if you let the customers know the history and then why you substitute the vermouth with a sherry, and then you need to teach to your customer basically all the time. And otherwise, you keep doing the same kind of cocktail every day at work, every time for an entire life. So it's nice to change a bit, not too much, give a modern twist.
Are there any of your own creations or your own particular recipes on your cocktail menu that have Tio Pepe in them?
Yeah, there is Don Theo. Don Theo is a cocktail which I present for the UK Tio Pepe Challenge in 2017, which I won with that. So basically it's a twist of a classic. It's a twist of classic Martinez. Martinez is a cocktail dated back in 1884, first listed by Byron in his book. So it's a quite famous cocktail. The Martinez is our pillar. So we offer to everybody, really. Also because we've done a big effort in 2005 when we reopened the bar. We really want to focus our menu on a classic cocktail. So in order to make this classic cocktail, we have to find some element that at that time they weren't available on the market. So we decided to make our Old Tom gin, still available at the Dorchester bar, the Dorchester Old Tom. And then I say, okay, I'm come from the Dorchester. I'm going to do the Theo Pepe final. What's the best things? Take the one of the best cocktails sun in our bar and transform and twist it with the Theo Pepe. So basically it was old Tom Jean, Theo Pepe, a touch of another Gonzalez Bias brand, which is Nectar, Pedro Jimenez, and then a few dashes of Booker's Bitter, and that's it. Stir, and then very simple, no many ingredients, but it really show you the power of the gin, but also the sweetness of the Pedro Jimenez, and then the freshness of the Theo Pepe.
I'm Ben McCormack from squaremule.co.uk, and today we're chatting with Lucia Montanelli from the Dorchester.
So people should be open-minded about how they use Theo Pepe.
Yeah, they should be. They have to, because it's a really great. You can do everything. When I was studying in order to make my recipe for the Theo Pepe, we go on Google, you take the book, and then you do kind of research, you know. And then you cannot imagine how many cocktails you can do with it. And also, why Theo Pepe is a great ingredient? Because you can really do many style of cocktail, not just few, not just classic or maybe Collins. You can do literally everything. It goes well with pisco, it goes well with tequila or mezcal, it goes well with calvados. My God, if you mix Theo Pepe, calvados and apple juice, is great.
Is there an easy Theo Pepe cocktail that listeners at home could make?
Yeah, I think Collins or cobbler. Sherry cobbler, you take the sherry. You take some bitters. If you don't have bitters, you can even use Amaro, any kind of Amaro. Fernet Branca is one of the most famous bitters, or Amaro all over the world, but has been used as a bitter in the past. So still now, a few drops. And then sugar, a bit of citrusy. You can be lemon juice, it can be lime, orange, grapefruit, whatever you want. Citrus part, and then crushed ice, and that's it.
And how would you describe the taste of Theo Pepe?
Fresh, really clean, and then also, of course, you need to drink chill, because it's the best. And also, almondy, delicate. Theo Pepe is fantastic. Fantastic.
And are there any snacks or bar food you serve in the bar that you think are a good match for Theo Pepe?
We serve some ham, of course, like Parma ham, because we are Italian, mainly Italian in our bar. So, but also olives, really salty, so it helps you to remove a bit of saltiness from the food. And also very salty cheese, like pecorino, which is great.
What was it about bartending that appealed to you as a career?
My family has always been involved in a restaurant, hotel. My grandfather used to work in a very luxury hotel in Italy. And at the point in Italy, you decide which school you want to go pretty early, like 15 years old. So I was wondering, I say, what am I doing? I mean, I'm not very keen in study, actually. So I wanted to do something more practical, you know, to show myself, my personality. And then I got to the hospitality school. I went to the hospitality school. And after 3 years, you decide which career you want to start. And then I decide for restaurant and bar, so waiter and bartender. And after the hospitality school, I did a couple of bartender courses in Italy, and then after a few years in my city, you need to grow, you need to learn something different. So I moved to Florence, and then in Florence I was working for 3 years in a 5-star hotel. Great experience, lovely city. And then after 3 years in Florence, I say, okay, I need something even more bigger than Florence. I need experience abroad. So I went to London, the decision to come in here. I took the decision probably in 5 days. I went home and said, Mom, I need to go to London. London is a capital for bartending.
And there's always been a long history in London of Italian bartenders in luxury hotels. Why would you say that is?
We are good in the hospitality environment. We are really good in working the hotel and behind the bar. I think bartending history in Italy is a pillar.
And when you're not at the Dorchester, are you trialing other bars in London? Do you have any other favourite places to drink?
Yeah, I have a few different places. Favourite one, someone close to home, just a simple pub. On your day off, you need something more relaxing. So, and then about...
Do you have a favourite pub?
Yeah, Lachmere in Battersea. or the Lighthouse as well. Cocktail bar, I like Oriol, really nice place, jazz music in there as well. And then it's very nice and comfortable environment. What else? And then I go to other different places like Chinatown. Chinatown is still at the doors, but it's something different, really different from what we are doing upstairs.
Thanks, Lucia. It's been lovely chatting with you. I'm Ben McCormack from squaremule.co.uk. And if you'd like to find out more about Tio Pepe, visit tiopepe.co.uk.